You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
I like what you said in regards to pride. You know, you talk about, you know, that what kept Naaman from wanting to follow,
right,
you know, was pride, and that, you know, when God gives us a word of knowledge, we cannot do it sometimes because of pride. But you said very specifically in your book about pride, you said pride is like bad breath.
Right.
Everyone knows you have it.
But you.
But you, yeah. Right?
Right.
Talk about it a little bit, because that's so important, you know, that sometimes we have to hear other people speaking into our life to help us.
Right.
Listen, like, this is what God's saying. This is what you need to do.
Right. Well, the Lord says to humble ourselves, mm-hmm, that God gives grace to the humble, mm-hmm, and that the pride he either shoes or puts back, he puts down in some way.
Yeah.
And pride cometh before fall, okay? Mm-hmm. So we want to be humble, right?
Right.
If we recognize the pride. So to me, mm-hmm, it's not wrong to be proud about your children or what they've done,
right,
okay?
Mm-hmm.
The wrong thing about pride is when you think you're like God. Mm-hmm. Satan got kicked out of heaven because I'm like him, okay?
He
became, I will, okay?
Right.
So that's what I keep wanting to try to say or get across.
Right.
I'm nothing without God.
Right.
I'm a worm. I'm nothing without God.
Right.
He's so big. He's the creator of the whole universe. How big is he? He's got a star he created that 5 quadrillion Earths will fit in.
Right.
How big is that? A quadrillion, so much more than a trillion.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
Right.
Okay, so our God is huge. What, we're going to compare ourselves with him?
Right.
When we come into his presence, I think we're going to be on our face.
Yes.
Maybe even in Revelation for a half hour, nobody says a thing. Mm. Oh, it's not going to be our ministry in that day.
Oh, yeah.
No. Oh, no. It's an awesome fear of God.
Right.
So in this day, we need to recognize pride when we see it, okay? You know, we do it,
and
but like I said, you can't really see it because you're wearing it. You're the one with it. So I don't know totally. I'm still trying to figure out how.
Well, I think that's one thing you do. You actually have other people in your life.
Yes.
If you're an isolated person, that could be a sign.
Yes.
But the thing you have when you have relationships around you that speak truth to you, that you have a good relationship, they tell you.
Yeah,
they
your
help
wife
you
will
out.
Tell you when you got bad breath, and she'll tell you too.
Yes.
Yeah, she'll tell you too. The wife is there to help you, to help you be crucified, my friend, to die to self, okay?
Right.
I've heard that embarrassment is like flesh burning. The pride's going to be about the flesh. It's all about you being the king of self. Mm. That's the flesh, the pride of life, the lust of the eyes. They are not of the Father, okay?
Right.
So that's about the best I can say.
Well, I know that one time I was, just trying to hear the Lord on a particular matter, and as God began to reveal to me about, you know, pride and what it is and that type of thing, I started saying, "Well, Lord, it's everywhere. Everywhere you look, it's just pride. You know, help us."
Yeah.
And the Lord says, "Don't look for pride.
Right.
Just look for humility.
Right.
Because humility is the opposite of pride.
Right.
So if you don't see humility, you're looking at pride.
Right.
And so humility is total dependency on God and respect.
Right. It is.
For other people.
Yeah, there
you know?
It is.
And I thought, wow, we just got to, instead of focusing on pride, it was just focus on things you've been talking about the whole time.
Right.
Calling out on God, depending on God, and just humbling ourselves again and again and again.
Right.
He's cool with it. We just have to remember that doing it. But I don't know. I'm not an expert on it either.
But
so
pride will keep you away from the Lord, see?
Yeah.
You're too proud to go to the altar. You're too proud. What comes in humility is when you say, "I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, God."
He's okay with that.
Yes, he loves it. It's a daily thing. Okay, here's one of my favorite scriptures. Mm-hmm. Favorite scriptures. And I use it every time I went to the altar with a person coming there. Okay, it's John 1:9. Mm-hmm. If you'll confess your sin, that's talking about Jesus, he's faithful to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness.
Right.
So where the humility comes is calling on the Lord, laying down your pride, call to him. Yeah, whoever's hearing this out there, you need to call to him.
Yeah, and I know, you know, Dr. Cho talks about, you know, praying the tabernacle prayer. And here he is, a man of largest church in South Korea, but every day he goes before, you know, in his heart and mind, walking in his mind towards the tabernacle prayer. But he gets to the cross, the brazen altar, he's like, "Oh, Jesus, forgive me. Forgive me of my sins.
Right.
Forgive me of what I may have thought." I mean, this is a man who's used mightily, but He's focused on the reality outside of repentance and forgiveness. I mean, it's okay. Right. Sometimes when people do that to a person, sometimes the person says, I'm not going to forgive you again.
Right.
Peter even said, how many times I got to forgive these folks, right? But God's like, hey, I'm in there. If you'll repent, if you will ask me to forgive you, I'll forgive you.
Yeah, he says 70 times, 7, 490. It's not a number, it's a reality.
Yeah.
Jesus is the mercy seat. Yeah. You come to him daily seeking his mercy.
Thank God for his mercy.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.